This morning, Somalia's new interior minister, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Ali Omar, was wounded by a roadside blast in an attack that killed his bodyguard and wounded two others. Although he declined to name the group responsible for the attack, Omar has pledged to seek peaceful reconciliation with his attackers. Meanwhile, the United Nations has heard the report of an independent expert on the human rights situation in Somalia. Chris Altieri has this report.
In his report to the United Nations, independent investigator Shamsul Bari says all parties involved in the conflict are guilty of serious rights violations. He calls on the international community to provide additional support for the new government. Bari painted a grim picture for ordinary Somalis.
There is hardly any normal livelihood opportunities for them in the country. There are very little education opportunities for their children. And this is most painful. Almost two generations of youth have had no formal education. War and drought have badly affected local food production, and the international food aid is subject to pilferage and maldistribution.
Bari also says the year 2008 saw an increase in targeted killings of dozens of humanitarian workers and civil society activists. Somalia has been without a fully functioning government for nearly two decades, during which time constant violence has brought about one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. I'm Chris Altieri.
In other news from the region, the European Union says two European-owned chemical tankers have been hijacked off the Somali coastline in the past 24 hours. A 9,000-ton Greek-owned vessel with 19 crew members was attacked approximately 720 kilometers east of the coast yesterday afternoon. Today, a 23,000-ton Norwegian-owned vessel was seized 400 kilometers east of Somalia.